Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine. You wanna listen all the time. Snarf-Dude and Daffodil will spin their hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snarf-Dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we wanna play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kinda sick.
Cheese, please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf-Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again to another edition of Cheese Please. You get what you need. Lots of cheese. My name is Snarf-Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And along with... Where is he? Oh, there he is.
Hey, there he is. There's the boy.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Bron. How you doing? I know. You're saying hello to everybody. We don't let him get on the air that much. I'm sorry.
He won't bark on command.
I wish he would. It would be so much easier. Give him a treat and say bark, and it's all good. But it's not working out. But you know he is here. You can occasionally hear the dangling of the what is that thing
dog
around
tags.
His? Thank you.
Dog tags.
That thing around his neck. What is that?
It's his collar from which hangs his dog tag.
That's it. Occasionally you can hear that in between as we talk. But other than that, he's here as well as we are, bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird. And we're focusing on your belly button this week.
That seems odd.
Well, not really, because the album is called Belly Button. It's a collection of songs for children. Now, does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes, of course. And in the Limburger Lounge, we got a
Elvis impersonator, baby, and rock and roll man coming up on the show. Oh, yeah. I've left the building.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the planet. And this plane of existence.
Yes, yes, yes. But we're starting off with classic rock and roll songs turned into easy listening hits by a big name of easy listening, James Last. I can't believe this guy did this.
Well, he does all kinds of things.
Okay, well, we're rolling down the river with Proud Mary shortly, made famous by Creedence Clearwater Revival, but we're starting off with a John Lennon Beatles song. James Last doing Give Peace a Chance on
Jeez Please.
Give peace a chance. when is being cheesy not stinky?
Cheese, please.
With James Last in the orchestra and everyone else that sang in on Proud Mary, I think that loses a little bit.
It loses its grit.
There's no grit there. It's just
it's got jazz hands.
Yeah.
Not grit. It just doesn't work.
Ah, well, A for effort anyway. And before that, James Last without John Lennon and his crew in that Montreal hotel room back in 1969. I think they were in a bigger room there, but you know. It lacks the spontaneity and the spontaneity, is that the word?
Yes.
It lacks that, and it's just so rehearsed. But, you know, I guess James Last was trying to relate to the now generation, as they were called back then.
Well, hey, he's trying to relate to something.
We're hip, too. We can play these songs. No. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please.
The Wacky, Warped, and Weird every week as we bring you, of course, as we look at your belly button. Well, not really, you know.
I never, ever look at my belly button or contemplate my belly button at all.
I'm not talking about yours. I'm not talking about the listeners. I'm talking about the album. A collection of songs for children. It's called Belly Button, written by Heather Bishop.
All right.
Heather Bishop was the actual artist. I didn't look at the details whether or not she wrote it, but you get the idea.
You do.
And it's interesting when you look at the cover. The cover looks like an illustration from Lynn Johnson, who made the comic strip For Better or For Worse over the years.
It is.
Newspapers.
Absolutely a drawing by her.
Yeah. Here we go. We're going to play a couple songs first. Coming up the barn dance.
Get ready to get up on your feet and start dancing with the barn dance.
Right?
Yes.
But we're starting off with the title cut. Belly Button. Heather Bishop on...
Cheese, Please.
Belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. A belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. Oh, how sad, lonely I would be. When I lifted up my shirt, I didn't see.
Ta-da!
My belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. My belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. A belly button, belly button. Oh, my belly button. Oh, my belly button. I love you. When things get down,
really
looking kind of grim,
really
I simply lift up my shirt and stick my finger in.
Da 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 da.
My belly button. For belly button, belly button.
Snafu and Daffo's kid approved.
The animals were having a barn dance right in the horse's stall. Now there was
chicken
with the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed along. The mouse came out of her hiding place, and she danced on the lake. The old hen got so tickled, she almost laid an egg. They were all dressed up for the barn dance, you know what made me want to laugh. The rabbit wore a big bow tie, and the pig was a-looking in the looking glass. The goose danced with the gander till an old goat butted in. The horse was horsing round the lot till the mare got mad at him. Now there was
chicken
doing the chicken reel, and the muskrat rambled on. The old cow did the cow-cow boogie, and the rooster crowed along. Mouse came out of her hiding place, and she danced on the lake. The old hen got so tickled, she almost laid an egg.
Cheese with Heather Bishop and the Barn Dance. She didn't say anything about cows, Daffodil, did she?
Yeah, she did. I think she did. She talked about muskrats.
Yeah. Bessie, you want to come over here, Bessie? Yeah, Bessie. How you doing? That's Bessie, our cow, here in the van. Okay, go away, Bessie. Let's go back. Later. You know. You can get all kinds of cows in anything in our show, you know. It's the magic of radio, Daffodil.
It is.
Yeah, we can do anything. We've been on a flying saucer. So just go with me with Bessie in the van here, right?
I bet you could fit a miniature cow in here.
I got a better idea. How about an hippopotamus?
Hippopotamus.
Sorry?
Yes.
One more hippopotamus. One more song, Heather Bishop, if you love a hippopotamus, on...
Cheese, please.
If you love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot, she will be your friend.
Ooh-ah.
That can be mighty handy now and then. 'Cause if you're stuck outside and the door on the house won't budge, your friend the hippo will lean on it and give it that extra nudge. If you love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot, she will be your friend. That can be mighty handy now and then. And if you want a cookie, about as too high on the shelf, you can climb on the back of a hippopotamus and get one for yourself. Love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot, she will be your friend. That can be mighty handy now and then. If you're put to bed and you find that you just can't sleep, your friend the hippopotamus into your room will creep. She'll sing you a lullaby till you begin to snore. Then she'll tiptoe out hippopotamously and shut the door. If you love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot, she will be your friend. That can be mighty handy now and then.
Cheese Please with Heather Bishop and If You Love a Hippopotamus. Ending off our three-song set from Belly Button, a collection of songs for children by Heather Bishop. And you have some more information on Heather, Daffodil, don't you?
Yeah, she's a Canadian folk singer-songwriter.
Okay.
She's mostly known for folk music.
Gotcha.
And children's music.
Right.
And because she was also dedicated to social justice, she also has the Order of Canada, which is kind of like the President's Medal in the States.
Wow.
She started her own record label.
Okay.
And that's where she recorded this children's album, which was her first, Belly Button, a collection of songs for children in 1982.
Gotcha.
She's had 15 albums.
Oh, well, I guess we got to catch up a little bit.
She's been nominated for Junos, which is the Canadian equivalent of the Grammys.
Wow. She's a big deal up there.
She's a big deal in Canada.
She's a big deal up there, eh?
Eh?
I'm sorry. Couldn't resist.
But she's very interesting.
There we go. My name is Snarftoon.
I'm Daffodil. You are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and it's time for this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Thank you very much.
I always like the Limburger Lounge.
Thank you very much.
Not good Elvis from you. Hopefully
Thank
it's
you.
Better Elvis from this guy.
Thank you very much, Daffodil. I love you, baby. Right. That's about as good as I can do. Brian Charles, who apparently is a self-proclaimed Elvis impersonator, doing a song called Rock and Roll Man, right here on
Cheese Please.
Damn, there's a bunch of critics around here. I swear to God, man. We'll be going through Phoenix just about daybreak. Please lay your head down, you need to sleep. Won't have too much time to visit your people. A cup of black coffee, then we'll have to go. They tried to tell you I'm a rock and roll man. It's a neon high. If they'll only listen, you do the driving, I'll make the rounds. You're such an angel, I'm such a dreamer. Maybe we'll find it further down on the line. They try to tell you I'm a rock and roll man.
Please, please, with Brian Charles. Apparently, you can't take criticism that much. I don't know what happened on the top of that. That's a live recording, though. And Rock and Roll Man. He's an Elvis impersonator.
No, he's not.
What?
Oh, my gosh, no.
What?
That didn't sound anything like Elvis.
He thinks it did.
No.
Oh, maybe
that's not even like the dollar store version of Elvis.
Maybe you were one of the critics that said, oh, people, he was complaining about the top of the song there.
It's just not right.
I don't know.
It's Sully's. Elvis and I are birthday twins.
What?
We weren't born in the same year, obviously, but we were born on the same day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a lot of love in my heart for Elvis.
Okay.
And I appreciate me a good Elvis impersonator.
Right.
That was not it.
Here comes the hate mail.
That's fine. I can live with my hate mail.
We're in real problem now, you know, since you said that. please, don't send the emails to me. Send them to Daffodil complaining about that guy.
Daffodil at cheeseplease.com.
There we go. That's why he's in the Limburger lab.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Daffodil, you found Braun. Braun's still at the foot of your chair there, right?
He is, because I have these cookies. Listen.
Okay.
He heard me snap the cookie. He gets very excited.
I know he does. There he goes. This is crazy. Oh, geez.
I'm not giving him the cookies fast enough.
Apparently not. I don't know. Okay, just give him the cookie, okay?
I've given him all the cookies I have left.
Well, give him one more. See? He wants one.
There, that was the last cookie.
Oh, wow.
We have to go to the corner store and get more cookies after the show.
Yes, I know. Well, I'll figure it out. I'll put it into the computer and we'll figure out our local area where there is a pet store.
GPS is fun.
Isn't it great? I tell you, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil. And look at that. We're at the end of another show. You have to do your thingy thing.
Thingy thing?
Yes, the one where you threaten your fingers.
Threaten my fingers?
That's the thingy thing.
That's a new one on me, threaten my fingers. I've never heard of that before, but yeah, I sort of do, because I could get caught, so I better do it now. I escaped once again from threatening my fingers.
All of them are still firmly attached.
They're still here. Good thing. Anyway, we're ending off the show with the Spear Carriers and Caw. Caw.
Is this a song about crows?
I believe so.
Ah!
No, caw, caw, not ah.
Fair enough.
Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy.
I wish I had an army of crows, a loving feathered flock all in rows. I'd give them all the shinies that my husband brings to me. There'd be less household clutter, it would be easier to clean. Chase away the neighbor's dog, his tail tucked to his ears. If I had an army of crows, all would fear my army of crows. My gun like cloud of darkness and power. The city would be mine like in an old Hitchcock film. My exes would all cry as the sun would be dimmed by the wings of my army of crows. Da 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 da. La 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 la. But I don't have an army of crows yet, and I wish I had an army of crows. So buzz off, mother, I'm off to the park to feed my future minions. I've no time for a lark. I'm recruiting for my army of crows.
Cheese, Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.